My behaviour and communications on this podcast are not an accurate reflection of how I interact in my other businesses. Basically, I don't ever swear at children. If this podcast causes you distress of any kind, either by what I say or who I am, then do yourself a favour and go away. If you'd like to know what this...
Umami. Yes, umami.
This...
Umami.
Umami. And this... Oh, yes! God, just as I was getting a little bit closer to my nose, I suddenly started thinking, I'm not 100% sure I know where I'm going. What all about? Then keep on watching and listening. Hello people, welcome back to the People Building Podcast. So, for those of you who have the pleasure of the visuals today, I'm sorry. Today I'm in a poorly lit hotel room, sitting on a bed in Lincoln. No special lights, no camera, just me and my laptop. I'm going to do the best I can with the resources I have available to me. I won't make this a long podcast because I don't expect you to enjoy watching this. We're going to need a filter or something. All right, so let me tell you what is coming up on the show today. Oh yeah, by the way, I'm not using a tripod. Woo! Okay, sorry. Here's what's coming up on the show today. Today, I wanted to talk about your senses, your five senses, except there's not five of them. No, I'm not talking about the sixth one being auditory digital, for those of you who know a little bit about NLP already. I'm talking about the fact that you actually have 21. So I just discovered recently. Now, some of you may have known this already and are thinking, come on, Gemma, you're an NLPer. How can you be so late to the game? No, I'm late to the game. I was listening to somebody else's podcast recently, and they were interviewing somebody who was talking about our sensory experience of the world, and they happened to mention in a throwaway comment, actually, you got 21 senses. 21. Okay, so now you're wondering, all right, so what are the other 16 that you didn't know about already? Well, first of all, let's just go through the five that we all should know about, because hopefully we learned it in primary school. So you've got your seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, feeling. All right, so that's your five. Now, I'm going to have to check my computer screen to tell you about the remaining 16 of them, because I don't remember them off the top of my head just yet. Now, here's what happens in most cases. In most cases, the senses that we already mentioned there, the five, are actually broken down into finer distinctions. So they're chunked down into smaller pieces of information. For example, with vision, this is now sort of filtered off into two areas and actually is now classed as both light and colour. So hearing, smell, touch, yes, we already know about those. But pain is run by a different system to the rest of your internal feelings and your sense of touch. Your sense of touch is an external experience, so it relates to your sort of external stimuli, whereas pain, for example, is picked up by internal receptors, if you like. Then with taste, we have that one broken down into sweet, salty, sour, bitter, and umami. Yes. Umami. Now, I thought that this was just something that was maybe said on the Vic and Bob show, so I did need to double check my pronunciation of this word. This word relates to the sort of sort of meaty tastes. So it's been identified that that relates to a different sensory tasting experience to the bittersweet, salt and sour that you may have already heard about. I wanted to make sure that I was pronouncing umami correctly. So this is the pronunciation.
Umami.
Umami, there we go. So umami is a category of taste in food besides sweet, sour, salt and bitter, corresponding to the flavour of glutamate. So yeah, it's your kind of meaty taste basically. All right, then we have some other sorts of kinesthetic experiences which you may not have considered as being part of your sensory system. For example, proprioception. Now, that one I've come across before in the world of NLP. That relates to your sort of, basically where your aspects of your body are located. So how you fit in with space around you and how that kind of relates to your internal system. Let me give you an easy way of understanding this. Can you shut your eyes and bring your finger to the tip of your nose? Let me see if I can do it. Oh, yes. God, just as I was getting a little bit closer to my nose, I suddenly started thinking, I'm not 100% sure I know where I'm going. So how do you kind of find your way around the space around you? And can you feel your way there? That's your proprioception. And then we have your basic kinesthetic. So can you tune into how your body is feeling? Where is, aside from your sort of sense of touchy-feely, can you tune into what's going on internally? Temperature is going to be another one of those 21 senses, whether you're feeling hot or cold. And then we've got some other internal ones, which you might not have considered as being part of your sensory system. So for example, blood pressure. Did you know that you have a sense relating to your blood pressure? Well, you probably did, because you know that if your blood pressure goes up, it might cause you to experience some physical symptoms like, I don't know, headaches, for example. Your blood oxygen content. Now, you may not have realized that that is one of your senses. Let me tell you what low blood oxygen levels might cause you to feel. So confusion, a sense of euphoria. Kind of the same thing in my world. Restlessness, again, headache, short of breath, rapid breathing, for example. So those sorts of things might tell you that your blood oxygen content is off, and that is one of your senses. Then we have cerebral spinal fluid. Now, when I read that one, I thought, I don't know as if I have a sense of my cerebral spinal fluid. I know that I've got it because I remember taking my mum to have a test on the cerebral spinal fluid. But, that's a lumbar puncture by the way, but I don't know as if I'm all that tuned into it myself. However, there are certain symptoms that you would get if your cerebral spinal fluid is low. So for example, if you hold your breath for a very long time, that sensation that you get of like really, really suddenly needing to take a breath in again, that's because your cerebral spinal fluid is starting to reduce and get too low. Then we have plasma osmotic pressure. Mm-hmm. I think that one quite simply means, are you thirsty? That's that one. And then the final one is artery vein blood glucose difference. Are you hungry? Is basically what that means. So thirst and hunger are also part of your 21 senses. Let's run through them all over again. So we have light, color, hearing, smell, touch, pain, sweet, salty, sour, bitter, umami, my new favorite word, balance, proprioception, kinesis, heat, cold, blood pressure, oxygen content, cerebral spinal fluid, pH, plasma, osmotic pressure, thirsty, or artery vein blood glucose difference, hungry. And that is your 21 senses. Now, does that mean that we've got it wrong all those years in saying our eyes, ears, mouth, nose, touch, etc., etc.? No, it doesn't mean that those five senses are incorrect, because actually a lot of what we're talking about here in the 21 senses is pretty much a spin-off from the other five that we'd mentioned already. However, what is important to also note is that there is probably even so more than the 21 that we have mentioned here. So for example, I've looked at some articles where they've talked about your magnetic field, like your sense of the magnetic field as being one of your senses. Now, again, I'm not 100% sure that I'm, you know, certainly not pigeon-like at knowing my sense of the magnetic field. I will say this, when I stay in a hotel, as these days I often do, I have a sense of which way round my bed at home would be facing compared to the bed that I'm staying in the hotel room. Is that my magnetic field kicking in? I don't think I'm going to know the answer to that until I use a compass to maybe verify which way round my bed at home faces, like which way up my head is facing. Now, I think my bed at home, judging from where the sun rises and the sun sets, kind of knowing which way is east and west, I think my head faces northwest when I am in bed at home. Never eat shredded wheat. Yeah, I think I'm facing northwest. Here, in this bed, do I feel like I'm... No, I feel like I'm facing... I feel like my head is facing more west. Maybe a little bit southwest. But certainly, I feel like at home my head is that way, and here my head is that way. So, I think here my head is more southwesterly. Let's have a look on the compass and see if there's anything in it. Do I actually know my own magnetic field? So where do we go? We go to utilities, right? Compass. Oh, wow. Yeah, I think I've got it right. So I was saying, basically, north is over there. I can't point at the moment. North is over there. East is there. South is there. So I am right now slap bang in the middle of southwest. My magnetic field works. That's amazing. I'm really surprised by that. There are some other scientists as well who claim that time should be classed as one of our senses because we have a perception of time. I would say I'm quite good at judging what the time is, unless it's the middle of the night, then maybe not so much. But the rest of the time, I can normally guess within about a 15 minute range of what the time is, even if I've been very, very busy doing something, haven't got a clock around me, and haven't looked at my watch for some time. Now, I think that I've probably trained myself to be able to judge time well because I work typically an hour or 90 minute chunks with clients. So I have to have a good gauge of when we need to start wrapping up for the session, and I think that has helped to fine-tune my sense of time. What scientists have also discovered is that patients with Parkinson's disease, for example, lose their sense of time, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if those with Alzheimer's perhaps begin to have a distorted sense of time too. So maybe there is something in it, and that there is in fact something around our senses in respect of how we sense or measure time internally. I think ultimately we will discover that there are quite possibly even more than 21 senses. But as and when we will start to subscribe to the idea of having more than five, I'm talking in the sort of general population, when are we going to start accepting that there might be more than five senses? Well, that's probably a considerable way off yet. But the more we begin to explore and experiment with these extrasensory systems that might be available to us, I think the more dynamic we will become as human beings. So that is all from me today. Hopefully the next time I speak to you, I won't be in a dimly lit hotel room, and I might actually have some pretty lights and, you know, look half decent and not like I've just done a hard day's slog in school with emotional young beings, little emotional humans. But we'll just have to wait and see. So until then, make sure that you give this video a thumbs up if you're on the old YouTube, and subscribe to the channel before you leave. For all those of you who are listening on iTunes or some other podcast medium, make sure that you subscribe so that you get the next installment, and I will see you on the next one. Thank you very much for watching and listening, and bye for now. Ah, it's like a tornado. Oh, I look like shit. I really didn't say that in a very clean way whatsoever, so I'm going to say it again. The exploration is blah, blah, blah.
I look like I've just done a full day in school.
Because I have.